Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Instagram is rolling out new features starting today, designed to make the app safer for teens. And this comes one day before the head of Instagram speaks before Congress. And lawmakers are taking a close look at social media and its harm. We should note that Instagram parent Meta pays NPR to license NPR content, though we cover this company like we cover any company. So let's do some covering with Robin Farzad. He hosts Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm great. Now, Instagram is rolling out a bunch of new features. The one going live today is this Take a Break feature. Have you tried it? Do you know what it's trying to do?
To be honest, Scott, Instagram is my break, as it is for tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of people. And while, you know, it would be laudable indeed to invite users to take a break after a certain number of minutes of envious hate scrolling of impossibly airbrushed and nose-jobbed humans, early results tell us 90% of users keep the function on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of promising and interesting to see how that goes. Now, we know from Frances Haugen, the company whistleblower, that Instagram knew that its app damaged kids' mental health, hurt the body image of female teens. And to address that, Instagram is also going to make it harder for people to tag teen users and also let users delete posts and likes and comments in bulk. So help me out here. Is the idea here to reduce the spotlight on kids?
It is, assuming, of course, that young users opt in, which is a big assumption. Parents are now going to be able to audit much of the time their children spend on Instagram and set daily time limits. The parents will also be notified when kids report bullying or harassment. Again, however, how many teens will just opt into this? Meta Insta is already getting pilloried ahead of that executive's testimony, and it's not like it's taking a sledgehammer to the magic black box that harvests and spins this data to make the app so addictive in the first place.
And speaking of the testimony, right, we're talking on Tuesday. The hearing is tomorrow, Wednesday. Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri will appear before a committee. As you've described, we've seen an angry Congress, angry against Instagram, Facebook, now Meta, and the revelations. It sure seems like these fixes come at a, what did the church lady say? How convenient.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't this happen last year, 2 years ago? I mean, Facebook bought Instagram way back in 2012. I can tell you, Scott, that even mobster John Gotti was filmed giving money to homeless folks on the courthouse steps. You know, Facebook, Meta, has short shrifted self-regulation at the expense of growth, massive growth, even if in the face of whistleblower revelations. I think it operates from a position of explain and apologize instead of, you know, regulate at the outset.
Well, more broadly, as far as official Washington, do you think regulation one way or another is coming to Instagram and similar apps, TikTok?
The nuclear option, so very rare, breaking up Facebook Meta like AT&T was broken up in the early 80s. That's what the most informed and vociferous critics are broaching. I mean, you spin Instagram out into a separate company that can't cross-harvest and black box with, say, Facebook Blue or WhatsApp. Long odds. I mean, Facebook has no shortage of money for marketing and legal. You see its advertorials across magazines and newspapers. And lawmakers and regulators have too often shown themselves late to regulation, late to understand. I mean, this all started with Friendster and MySpace. The metaverse is on deck. What about TikTok? I think I'm a well-informed dad, and I can barely keep up.
Yeah. Yeah, you and me. Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Thank you.